Welcome to After the Credits. I am your host, Marina Antunes. Joining me today,
Bill Harris,
Adrian Charlie.
We're here, VIF Day One, on location.
Yes.
Was a good day.
Very good day.
So you've been here. You guys have been here all day. What did you guys see that was really good?
The first show we saw was a new Jacques Audiard film, Rust and Bone. It was great. 5 stars out of 5. What can I say? Marion Cotillard, the guy from Bullhead. All great. It's not just the chick getting her legs cut off by an orca movie.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved it. I don't think it's as good as Improfette. I think that's a masterpiece. But yeah, I thought it was great.
Tears?
I definitely shed some tears during the movie. And at the very end of the film, I was speechless and breathless. I couldn't breathe at the end of the film.
Yeah, super emotional.
Yeah.
Please tell me it ends on a happy note.
Well, we can't say that.
You are seeing it in a couple days.
I am.
Yeah.
Okay, as long as I don't have to cry.
It's a heck of a ride, that's all.
What else?
After that, I saw Gainsbourg on Gainsbourg, which...
Oh, yeah. You didn't care for that.
I didn't like that movie at all. I think it's a generational thing, but I don't get the music. He sucks. And, like, 2 minutes into the movie, I knew I was screwed. I hated the music. And the guy is so boring.
Oh.
And I'm walking down the film, and people are like, oh, my God, so great. And I'm like, no. Generational thing. I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, no, the whole beat thing I never got into, and it just did not look like it was going to be my cup of tea.
No, I didn't like it at all.
Aiden, did you see that one too, or did you see something else?
No, I saw Samsara. I haven't seen it yet, so that blew me away. It was a nice film to see after Rust and Bones, so yeah, it was incredible.
Oh, a little different.
Yeah, oh, big time.
For sure, yeah. For sure. What's next?
Then we jumped into No.
Oh, okay, so that was the next one. Yeah. I actually saw this one.
Yeah, the new Father Lorraine movie. Another this absolutely great film. I hadn't really heard a lot about it. Didn't really know where it was going. Kind of knew it was like a political kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I think I might have actually liked that movie more than I liked Rust and Bone, actually. It blew me away. I was absolutely shocked at how much I liked it.
Yeah, and as Bill mentioned before the movie started, it was filmed in 16mm and possibly like videotape too, right?
Yeah.
Which I thought was a great look and feel for the film. It helped me like really get into it a lot more. So it became that much easier to suspend my disbelief and just sort of ease into it and have fun. So yeah, it was a great film.
It looked like we were watching a VHS copy of the film.
Yeah, well, and when it started, I'm kind of like, is this going to change, or is this how it looks? But yeah, it really gets you into the... It feels like it's come from that era.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a great performance from Bernal, and it's just a really interesting approach to a political movie.
Yeah, but Bernal's really great in his original language. He's good in English, but he's super great in his original language.
Yeah, well, he has great facial expression as well, and he has some great moments where he just looks at the camera.
He's not a bad-looking guy either.
No, not either. Yeah. He's sort of becoming the go-to guy for liberation movies of South America.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting how his career is taking that trajectory. And finally, the batshit craziness of The Ambassador. What the hell was that?
Everything just, you think it's going to stop and then it just takes it up a level, like, it's just unreal.
It's totally crazy.
Yeah. I didn't think it was great.
Yeah. It sort of doesn't end.
No.
Like, it never really tells you what happens.
No, it wraps up in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you work up to this moment and it's kind of like, well, we have nowhere else to go, so we're not going to tell you what we do with it.
Yeah, it's just like, shit.
But man, the work up to it is pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Pretty awesome.
I definitely felt the tension in that one, and I felt stressed out watching it. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, his constant call to Europe. Is it happening? Is it not happening? And for those that don't know, he basically buys an ambassadorship, or tries to. I didn't even know you could do this.
it seems that the whole like Africa is like shady as hell.
Yeah.
And you can do anything.
Pretty much.
If you have the money.
Just watch out for the Africans, because they're
stab you in the
they're
back.
Just as shady.
Yeah, pretty much. So what are you guys looking forward to tomorrow, day two? Recommendations, if you've seen
anything. We're the big one. Non-festival, the Master finally opens in Vancouver.
Yay!
If you're a film nerd, you know what it is. You know why we're doing it. And we're going to do it. It's going to be sweet. It's in 4K, not 2K, which is awesome. I don't really care about 70mm. I just want to see the film. But yeah, big anticipation for the film. Been waiting forever for it. I was really pissed when it didn't open 2 weeks ago. You've already seen it.
It's good. It sucks. It's really good.
Yeah. But yeah, other festival-wise, I don't even remember what I'm seeing as day two.
Werewolf Boy?
Yes, Werewolf Boy.
I saw the filmmaker's first film, a really tiny, tiny post-apocalyptic thriller. It went to really interesting places. This is like a huge departure because it's like a big, big budget, you know, South Korean movie. It looks interesting.
Yeah.
Sort of like a fantasy. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. And what else we got tomorrow? I don't even know what Twilight Porter is off the top of my head, so I can't even say anything.
I don't know.
I think the only other movie I've seen that actually, VIF-wise, is like some movie called Moving Day. It's from the guy who made Trailer Park Boys.
Sweet.
Yeah, Mike Clattenburg.
That's sweet right there.
Yeah. Other than that, looks like a pretty boring day. Which sucks, but hey, it's day two.
It's day two. There's much more festival to come. Be sure to stay tuned to world3.com for, you know, more updates. We'll link to Twitter profiles, because the guys do quick Twitter updates. And, yeah, I think that's it for today. So, until next time, we'll see you after the credits.
Go see Looper.